Tuesday, 4:15 p.m. at my locker. OMG, OMG, OMG! I cannot believe what just happened to me in French class today, which BTW I had during 7th period due to standardized testing. I'm so freaked out right now, I can barely write this. My heart is pounding, and it feels like my head is about to explode. Must calm down. It all started when my French teacher, Monsieur Dupont, returned my report about the Louvre, the world-famous art museum located in Paris. It was 7 typed pages and included several detailed illustrations that I'd personally drawn. I almost fainted when I saw my grade. A+! I know, right? But when my teacher asked me to stay after class because he wanted to talk to me about my report, I started to panic. What if he thought I had cheated on it by plagiarizing or something? I could understand why he might have been a little suspicious. I'm definitely not the best student in his class, and I have to work really hard just to get a B. But I actually enjoyed writing my report. I was super inspired and motivated because the topic was art, and I really love art. Anyway, after class, I went up to talk to my teacher. I was really nervous, and my stomach felt queasy. But mostly I was praying I wouldn't throw up all over his desk. You wanted to see me, Monsieur Dupont? Blech, sorry. Thank goodness that didn't happen. Instead, I stood there clutching my report while my teacher raved about how impressed he was with my work. Then things got a little strange. Nikki, I think you'd be perfect for an honors French program this summer. You're such a talented artist, and the program's focus is art history and French culture. Would you be interested in participating? Well, is it the entire summer? I asked hesitantly. I did not want to attend summer school. I think it's about 10 days in August. A group of students from area schools will be traveling to Paris to visit the Louvre and other historical landmarks. That's when I almost fainted. Again! OMG! Did you just say a trip to Paris to visit the Louvre? I screeched excitedly. Yes! I love to go to Paris! Great. The only slight complication is that the all-expenses-paid trip is being sponsored by the Foreign Languages Department at Northampton Hills International Academy, so I need to contact them to get all the details. But I'd be happy to recommend you for the program. Guess what? I almost fainted a third time when he mentioned Northampton Hills. Actually, Monsieur Dupont, I'm supposed to be attending Northampton Hills next week as part of our student exchange week. Perfect. Then I'll contact their foreign languages department and arrange for you to follow up with them while you're there visiting. I'll also forward a copy of your report and artwork. I'm sure they will be as impressed as I am. Thank you so much for considering me, I gushed. It's such a wonderful opportunity. Then I calmly walked out of the classroom and gleefully did my Snoopy happy dance all the way back to my locker. Scooby! I can't believe I might actually be going to Paris, France! As an international exchange student. So now I need to really impress the Northampton Hills Foreign Languages Department. They need to know that I'm smart, disciplined, dedicated, and an outstanding student. Well, okay, maybe I'm not all of those things, but I am interested in learning more about art history and French culture. And I'm nice, I'm friendly, and everyone likes me. Well, okay, maybe not everyone. And by not everyone, I mean people like Mackenzie Hollister. Anyway, I can't wait to tell Chloe and Zoe the wonderful news. They're going to freak. I thought my week at Northampton Hills was going to be doom, gloom, and dread. But I was so wrong. It's going to be fantastic.